Hachette Audio presents The Big Time, How the 1970s Transformed Sports in America. Written by Michael McCambridge. Read by Sean Renette. For Some Daughters of Title IX. Laura Fifoff, Susan Reckers, and Catherine Rivard. Athletes from the 70s. Friends for life. That which we do is what we are. That which we remember is, more often than not, that which we would like to have been, or that which we hope to be. Thus our memory and our identity are ever at odds, our history ever a tall tale, told by inattentive idealists. Ralph Ellison, Shadow and Act. It all happens in sports. Sports competition is more important to our lives than some damn U.S. Senate committee hearing or the Prime Minister of England saying X and then 2 months later Y. It matters a great deal. Sports Illustrated Managing Editor Andre Laguerre. Prologue. The fans came out in record numbers that night, from fervent true believers to dedicated big game collectors to curious dilettantes. It was one of those peak occasions in American sports in which the gravity of the event dominates the zeitgeist, momentarily transcending everything else going on in the world. As with any long-awaited showdown, the most loyal advocates on each side of the rivalry had gone a bit crazy with the waiting. They arrived in all their brightly colored regalia, cheer buttons, T-shirts, and the inevitable homemade signs. All the trappings were present. Network television trucks in the parking lot, a collegiate marching band striding the field in a bustling pre-game revelry, VIPs at every turn. Though the event was absurd on its face, like so much else that happened during the decade, it seemed urgent, necessary, and altogether logical in the moment. On Thursday, September 20th, 1973, in the midst of the widespread misery of an oil crisis and a mounting Watergate investigation that threatened Richard Nixon's presidency, more than 45 million Americans gathered around their TV sets to witness the most talked
sample complete. Ready to continue?